Okay, this is an interesting one, a temporal question. You're not a Trekkie, are you? Star Trek? No, okay. I didn't think so. How does the limited time of the door tie in with God's sovereignty? If salvation is all done by God, why does he talk about time?
Wow. My immediate answer is the fact that we live in time. God is timeless, but he created time in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth, and God's purposes are being worked out in time, a time frame. And so his purposes are all fitting in there. And therefore, God is the one to speak to us about time. And so he says, now is the time of salvation. And that may differ from one person to the next, but when we hear the voice of God, we need to hear him saying, now is the time, come to me. And so again, the fact that though God is eternal, and everything follows according to his plan, yet, you know, we're still living in a world that we don't know what that plan is other than what's in the Bible. And his plan is that we should repent of our sins and trust in him. And he says, now do it. Basically, the Bible warns about keep postponing. That's dangerous. Okay?
Is there any other questions out of that? I think it probably also ties into the idea of in Scripture, time is often event driven, like it's seasons. Rather, we think about time as something that's passing all the time, but they often saw time as things that happen. So
that's right.